Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, May 7th, and I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Our top stories today: blowout payrolls, financial stability report, Peloton damage control. Leading today's news: blowout payrolls. Another stellar non-farm payrolls report is likely on tap this morning. The Labor Department is set to release numbers for April at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Non-farm payrolls are forecast to have increased by 978,000 in April, following a jump of 916,000 in March. The March increase was the largest since last August. The unemployment rate is expected to have slipped slightly to 5.8% from 6% last month. This is driven by reopening activity, a broad vaccine rollout, and financial help from the federal government. Some are even more optimistic. A snapshot of the restaurants and bar industry over the past 2 months is reminiscent of May and June 2020, when leisure and hospitality employment led the way to record readings, said Aneta Markowska, chief economist at Jefferies. Quote, other COVID-sensitive sectors, e.g. retail, health, and personal services, are likely to enjoy significant increases as well, given the easing of distancing restrictions in many states. Net, our bottom-up estimates put total hiring at 2.1 million, end quote. Nomura chief economist Louis Alexander is also forecasting a monster U.S. payroll number for today, this due to a recovery in some of the industries hit hardest by the pandemic. Given inflated prices, supply concerns, and logistic logjams, the main economic concern right now is, ironically enough, enough workers to keep up with rising demand. Quote, we know per recent qualitative data that companies are starved for employees at the moment. We can see that in both ISM reports, manufacturing and services, as well as in the Fed's beige book, end quote, wrote economists at RBC Capital Markets. Quote, moreover, we know that continuing claims, not seasonally adjusted, made a sizable improvement when measured between the payroll survey weeks, and that underpins our forecast. End quote. Worries do remain. Quote, a big segment of the workers are still concerned about the pandemic. We estimate roughly 1.6 million workers want a job but didn't look for a job recently because they were still concerned about contracting the virus or other factors around the pandemic. That was Bank of America U.S. economist Joe Song. Quote, on top of that, you had some workers citing that childcare was still a big factor for their decision not to participate in the labor market, end quote. As of last month, the economy was 8.4 million payrolls short of pre-pandemic levels. But if economists' estimate for April hiring proves to be accurate, then the U.S. will be 1 million jobs closer to a full economic recovery. Financial Stability Report. The Federal Reserve painted a generally sunny picture of the financial system in its latest semi-annual financial stability report. But the Fed did cite particular examples that may warrant further attention. Certain asset prices, quote, may be vulnerable to significant declines should risk appetite fall, the central bank cautioned, saying that episodes of high trading volumes and price volatility for so-called meme stocks were among signs pointing to elevated risk appetite in equity markets. Hedge funds were also singled out. over their slightly higher than normal leverage, as well as their available data that may not capture important risks. For example, the collapse of Archegos Capital Management. Quote, vulnerabilities associated with elevated risk appetite are rising. That's Fed Governor Lyle Brainard in an accompanying statement. Quote, stock prices are high compared with earnings, and the appetite for risk has increased broadly, as the meme stock episode demonstrated. End quote. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell also described parts of the market as a bit frothy last week. I won't say it has nothing to do with monetary policy, he said, but it also has a tremendous amount to do with vaccination and reopening of the economy. Nevertheless, other parts of the financial system appear resilient. Banks remain well capitalized and household debt is manageable, according to the report, while leverage is low among broker-dealers, and businesses are better able to service their obligations as interest rates remain low and earnings recover. The COVID-19 pandemic, meanwhile, remains one of the biggest near-term risks to the stability of the global financial system, according to the assessment, quote, despite substantial progress with vaccinations. Peloton damage control. It's been a whirlwind week for Peloton and its investors. The company sells high-end exercise bikes and treadmills for thousands of dollars that are touted for their library of workouts and access to live classes. Things for the company really took off during the pandemic as consumers sought the convenience of at-home and on-demand workouts. And shares of the company are up 434% since 2020. Trouble hits. Back in March, Peloton CEO John Foley disclosed that a child had died in an accident involving one of its treadmills. But Foley challenged any recall request, saying, quote, children, pets, and objects need to be kept away from the Tread Plus at all times, end quote. That didn't last long. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission subsequently issued a warning for the device, citing 39 incidents and, quote, serious risks to children for abrasions, fractures, and death, end quote. Since that notice on April 19, Peloton shares have tumbled about 22%, to $83 per share, and they plunged even further on Wednesday after the company decided to take action. Recall. As part of the agreement with the CPSC, Foley acknowledged Peloton made a mistake when it initially refuted the regulator's claims. While the recall will knock about $165 million off of fourth quarter revenues, the company has still forecast quarterly sales of $915 million and an annual total of $4 billion. And that is not far off of previous annual guidance of about $4.08 billion in sales. Quote, we're going to take some short-term financial plan to be able to invest in building something that will last for decades. End quote. That was Foley on yesterday's earnings call. Speaking of earnings, investors have turned positive on them after the stock initially plunged by looking past a quarterly loss and past the recall. Revenues more than doubled from a year ago to $1.26 billion, while connected fitness subscriptions jumped 135% year over year to 2.08 million, and paid digital subscriptions soared 400%. To 890,000, both exceeding analyst consensus estimates. Peloton also said delivery times for its original exercise bike have returned to pre-COVID-19 levels. Quote, we see significant growth opportunities in a broad range of international markets, end quote. In pre-market action today, Peloton shares are up 7% to retake the $90 per share level. Plant-based. There are battles being waged in the plant-based theater. These are driven by a shift in consumer appetite toward environmentally friendly products. However, dairy and meat plant-based items aren't the only alternative protein range. Lab-grown meat, as well as fermentation startups, are still in the early stages, and some have been hit store shelves as they look to ramp up production. Earlier this week, Tyson Foods made a second attempt at penetrating the market by expanding its Raised and Rooted brand. It had launched the product back in 2019, offering blended animal meat and plant-based substitutes. But the product received a lackluster response from consumers. Now, Tyson is revamping the range, launching three new completely vegan-friendly products. There are 100% plant-based burgers, sausages, and ground beef. Some tensions have surrounded Tyson's foray into plant-based production, and the company sold its stake in Beyond Meat ahead of the industry leader's IPO in 2019. That's not all. The biggest meat processor, JBS, recently agreed to acquire Dutch meatless brands Vivera for 340 million euros. And analysts cheered the company's move into the sector. JBS is back in M&A mode, BTG Pactual wrote in a note, while Ernst & Young warned that substantial disruption will ensue for meat giants that fail to consider a more diverse portfolio. Back in March, Israeli startup Miatech also became the first lab-grown meat company listed on Wall Street, while Singapore became the first country to approve lab-grown meat in December. Don't forget about dairy. Nestle is taking on Danone's Alpro and plant-based milk brand Oatly, which filed for an IPO several weeks ago and is backed by TV personality Oprah Winfrey. Nestle's pea-based milk alternative, called Wonda, will be available in European markets in coming weeks. And an expansion into other dairy-free products like yogurt could follow. Does it taste like peas? Far from it, says the company, describing the milk as having a, quote, great neutral taste that can be drunk straight, poured over cereal, used in hot beverages or cooking, and much more. What else is happening? Dogecoin is on watch as Elon Musk hosts Saturday Night Live. Germany's Angela Merkel opposed to living IP protections on vaccines. Norwegian cruise line ships are unlikely to sail this summer. Jeff Bezos sold $2 billion worth of Amazon shares this week. The New York Times has a new suitor, The Athletic. Herbalife holder Carl Icahn is said to sell the last of his position. Teladoc falls after Walmart buys telehealth provider MeMD. Jessica Alba's Honest Company pairs its post-IPO pop. Thursday's key earnings, AMC was up 3% in the after hours yesterday, seeing a favorable environment for movie going. Beyond Meat dropped 7%, weighed down by lockdown pressures. Dropbox up 2% after posting a set of Q1 beats. Energy Transfer up 5%, gaining sharply from the Texas freeze. Expedia is up almost 5%, with travel demand roaring back. Kellogg's up 7% on earnings beat and increased fiscal year 2021 outlook. Moderna down 1.4%, with the U.S. backing a waiver for vaccine protections. Peloton up 5% in the after hours, predicting only short-term effects from the recall. Regeneron up 3%, Roku up 9%, doubling gross profits, Shake Shack down about 8% after a set of mixed results, Square up 2%, Viacom CBS down about 2% despite ad and subscriber strength. Turning to today's markets, in Asia, the Nikkei in Japan is up 0.1%, same as the Hang Seng in Hong Kong. Stock market in China is down about 0.7%. The Sensex in India is up about 0.5%. In Europe at midday, the FTSE in London is up 0.7%. The CAC in Paris up about 0.3%. DAX in Frankfurt about 1.3% higher. Turning to the U.S., Dow futures are up about 0.3%. The S&P up about 0.2%. NASDAQ futures up about 0.3%. Gold about 0.3% higher. Silver flat. Crude oil roughly flat, down about 0.2%. Bitcoin is down about 2.3% to 56,620. And the 10-year Treasury yield is up about 2 basis points to 1.58%. Today's economic calendar, we have non-farm payrolls at 8:30, Fed's Barkin speech, 9 o'clock, wholesale inventories at 10 a.m., Baker Hughes rig count at 1 p.m., consumer credit at 3 p.m. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is greatly appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.